Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Stephen McVille, MCVILLE, Stephen STEVEN. Date of birth is 5/30/1953. Date of service 3/21/2024. Period. The patient is 70-year-old, a gentleman with past medical history significant 4, 1 hyperlipidemia, next hypertension, next history of ventricular tachycardia, and next history of COVID-19 times 3 times. Pure paragraph patient has been off medication for blood pressure for a while, and he has been off his statin therapy. He presents for opinion on his kidneys, as he has been having also flank pain. Past surgical history includes left carotid neuroma resection and neuroma resection from his feet. Period. Allergies, non-allergies. Social history, patient is a widower, he has one daughter. He's a smoker, 3 to 5 cigarettes per day, no alcohol use, no drug use, he owns a company. Family history, father died from esophageal cancer, mother died at age of 99, she had hypertension, brother died from congestive heart failure. Review of systems, reviews, no headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. He does have some clearing throat type of habit. On and off, he had palpitations, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, constipation, no melena, and no hematoschisia. He complains of left flank pain on and off. Nocturia times 1, occasional straining, he has complete bladder emptying, and he has dribbling positive. All the systems are even are negative. He's currently maintained on supplements, including NAC, neprinol, multivitamin, vitamin D3. No current prescriptions, pupagram, physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils now reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive, and anterior sclera. No cervical inferenopathy, no carotid pre bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupagraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, and rhythm normal, sphenosteunum is heard. No friction of heard, bradycardia noted. Lungs clear to auscultation, no crackers or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. He's B12 is 254. Omega check was reviewed and was fine. Myeloid peroxidase was fine. HSCRP was fine at 0.5. Period. BUN is 8, creatine 1.09, and estimated GFR is 73, potassium 4.6, total CO2 27, albumin is 4.4, normal liver function test. Cholesterol 214, triglycerides 116, HDL 53, and LDL 138. Hemoglobin 15.9, platelet count. Was 291. His PSA was 20.10, pure paragraph. A1C was 5.7, pure paragraph. Vitamin D level was 29, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Very high PSA likely. Benign prostatic hypertrophy. There is a concern that it may be prostate cancer. We're going to order an MRI of the prostate. And he may need to see a urologist, period. Next diagnosis, left flank pain. We're going to order a renal ultrasound with renal doppler and a bladder ultrasound as well to assess as he has CKD2, period. Next diagnosis, history of ventricular tachycardia, currently bradycardic. We're going to rule out hypothyroidism. I would encourage him to visit up with his cardiologist. He's totally asymptomatic. Next history of hyperlipidemia. No need for statin at this time. Next, hypertension, uncontrolled. He doesn't want to take prescriptions. We're going to add Citranox supplements to his regimen, and then we'll reevaluate per paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in a few weeks after he does his work, earlier if need be. Annual report, thanks.